Hi everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
And I'm Elsie.
I'm hungry, Elsie. Can we go out for dinner after we finish teaching this article?
Sure. I know a great steak house near here. It just opened.
Steak?
Mm-hmm.
No.
牛排?
No, no, no.
你不喜欢吃牛排吗?
No, no, no,
what?
No, no,
what?
No.
You don't like to eat steak?
No meat for me, remember?I'm a vegetarian.
Oh, right. 你吃素, no meat. Sorry, but why don't you like meat?
I don't like the taste or the smell, really.
What about when you cut into a steak and all that red stuff comes out?
I don't mind looking at it, just keep it out of my mouth.
What is that red stuff anyway?
Good question. Let's find out exactly what it is by reading through today's encyclopedia article.
A plus encyclopedia.
Hello and welcome to the show. Today we're going to talk about steaks.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
The question of the day is...When we cut into the steak, some red juices might come out. Why are they red? A. Because there is blood in the juices.Because there is too much sugar in the steak. C. Because there is a special type of protein in the juices. Do you have the answer in mind?Now, the answer is C, because there is a special type of protein in the juices. On your birthday, your parents take you out for a fancy steak dinner.When you cut into the steak, red juices come out. Is that blood? It's actually water and myoglobin.Myoglobin is a type of protein. It stores oxygen in muscles. Beef and lamb have more myoglobin.Than other kinds of meat. So, raw beef and lamb look redder than other raw meat.Don't worry about the red juices. Enjoy your steak.
Word power!
cut, 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 cut. Jason cut the cake into 8 pieces. Jason cut the cake into 8 pieces. Parent, parent. My parents always take good care of me when I am sick. My parents always take good care of me when I am sick. Fancy, fancy. The fancy hotel has a Japanese restaurant and a swimming pool. The fancy hotel has a Japanese restaurant and a swimming pool. Meat, meat. Chris eats pork, but he doesn't like other kinds of meat. Chris eats pork, but he doesn't like other kinds of meat.
So the article starts with the question for the article, and it says, when we cut into the steak, some red juices might come out. Okay, before we actually get to the question, we do have a word power word straight away, and it's the verb cut, C-U-T, cut. Now remember, the past tense and PP are also cut. So it's cut, 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 not cutted. Okay, here's the word power. To cut means to divide something or separate something from its main part using scissors, a knife, something sharp. For example, Jason cut the cake into 8 pieces. Jason cut the cake into 8 pieces.
Cut 这个动作是切。那刚刚 Pat 老师有提到三态是同形的、哦、cut, cut, cut, 不要忘记了。那例句说呢 ,Jason 将这个蛋糕切成8片 ,cut the cake into 8 pieces. And yes, Pat, when we cut into steak, red juices come out. 当我们切牛排的时候会有红色的肉汁流出来。
Yeah, well, when we talk about juice, we mean the liquid inside something. So almost all fruits have juice in them, for example, and it's kind of water mixed with sugar and other things. So meat has juice too, which could be water, maybe some fat or some oil, and when we cook it, or later cut it, it comes out.
所以 juice 我们都学过是果汁汁液，它是一个不可数的名词。不过文章这边我们看到的是 juices 复数型，注意哦，如果它是复数型的时候，特别指的是 the liquid in meat， 也就是肉汁。
Yeah, but as our encyclopedia question asks us, why are they red?
Yeah, why are they red? 到底为什么是红色的肉汁呢？ What choices do we have?
Well, the answer could be A, because there is blood in the juices.
Oh, 因为汁里面有 blood, 鲜血。
Yeah,
I think this must be the right answer.
I would have thought so too. It does make sense.
Yeah.
But it could be B, because there is too much sugar in the steak.
因为牛排里有太多 sugar, 太多糖。What about the last one?
Yeah, I don't think it can be B. The last one is C, because there is a special type of protein in the juices. Now, a protein, P-R-O-T-E-I-N, protein, is something our body makes and which is also present in food. Protein is the stuff our bodies use to build body parts and to grow, but other proteins do other things inside our bodies, like make energy, eat food, send messages to our brains, and more. All proteins have some kind of job in your body.
Protein 就是蛋白质。Now, what are high protein foods? 什么样的食物含有大量的蛋白质呢？
Yeah, high protein, it's important to eat protein because some we can't make ourselves. We need to eat it. Lots of protein in meat, in eggs, in tofu, in fish and nuts.
Oh, and I know also in cheese, yogurt, and milk.
Yep, that is right.
Okay, so what is the correct answer to the question?
Yes, why are the juices red? The article says it's C, because there is a special type of protein in the juices.
Oh, so the answer is not A.
No, it's C. It's not blood.
Okay, so what is this special type of protein?
Let's read on. The article says, on your birthday, your parents take you out for a fancy steak dinner. Now, we have a few things to look at in this sentence. And the first one is the noun parent, P-A-R-E-N-T, parent, in the article parents with an S. Yeah. It's a noun and it's our next word power word. A parent is a mother or father. So we could say, my parents always take good care of me when I am sick. My parents always take good care of me when I am sick.
Parent, 这边是单数型。单数型的时候呢，指的是母亲或者是父亲。那如果是复数型 parents, 那指的就是双亲爸爸和妈妈。那例句说到呢，我生病的时候，我的父母总是无微不至的照顾我。
Okay, so the situation in our article is that your parents take you out. If someone takes you out, then they organize a meal at a restaurant or some other event and treat you by usually paying for you. So your parents take you out for dinner, they buy dinner for you. Maybe you take somebody out to say thank you for something nice that they've done and you pay for them. Or you could take some business partners outto talk business.
So to take somebody out for something, 就带某人出去，可能是吃东西或看表演等等。那文章这里呢，说到，在你生日的时候，你的父母亲 take you out for a fancy steak dinner, 带你去吃一顿昂贵的牛排大餐。
Yeah, and they're taking you not just for a normal meal, but for a fancy steak dinner.The word fancy, F-A-N-C-Y, fancy, is an adjective, and it's our next word power word. So fancy means expensive, popular, and fashionable. For example, the fancy hotel has a Japanese restaurant and a swimming pool. The fancy hotel has a Japanese restaurant and a swimming pool.
Fancy 这个形容词呢是昂贵的、豪华的，所以一个 fancy hotel 代表就是一个豪华的饭店。那我们例句说到呢，这间豪华的饭店有一间日式餐厅和一个泳池。
Wow.
那 fancy 呢还可以当动词用哦，也就是 want to 想要或者是 imagine 想象的意思。So do you fancy going out for dinner tonight?
Sure.
你今晚想要出去吃晚餐吗？Or we can say, my sister always fancies herself as a famous singer. 我的妹妹总是想象自己是有名的歌手。
There's another meaning in British English, did you know?
Tell me about
it. If you fancy someone, you want to date them.
Oh, yeah. 代表你想要跟她约会。
So that was the first one I ever learned growing up. Wow, you fancy her. Right, so you're at a fancy steak dinner.And next, the article says, when you cut into the steak, red juices come out.
所以当你切牛排的时候，红色的肉汁流出来了。
The article says, is that blood?
是血吗？Blood 是不可数名词血液，因为它是液体。那如果是动作流血，我们说 bleed. My finger is bleeding, pet!
Oh no! Okay, not quite. The article says it's not quite blood, it says...It's actually water and myoglobin.
Oh, so 原来是水和肌红蛋白 What is it?
Yeah, you are probably thinking, what's myoglobin? Something from The Hobbit? Sounds like a strange monster. Okay, the article explains, myoglobin is a type of protein.
Oh, so 肌红蛋白是一种蛋白质
Okay, as I said earlier, all proteins have a job, okay? Our article tells us what this one's job is. It says, it, myoglobin, stores oxygen in muscles. To store means to put something somewhere and make sure it stays there so you can use it later.
哦，所以肌红蛋白负责储存肌肉里面的氧气。我们看到 store 这个动词是储存的意思，那如果当名词的话是商店。
Yeah, and myoglobin stores oxygen, which is a gas that pretty much all living beings need to breathe.
Mm-hmm, we breathe in oxygen. 我们呼吸吸的是氧气。
Yep, and the oxygen is stored in our muscles, which are the parts of our body that make movements by pulling our bones. Mm-hmm. Now, they need oxygen to work properly. If your muscles don't have enough oxygen,We get really tired and our muscles get sore.
好，所以呢，我们的 muscles 肌肉是需要氧气的，不然就会觉得肌肉很酸痛。Mm-hmm. So next, the article says, beef and lamb have more
myoglobin
than other kinds of meat.
Yeah, okay, so different meats have different amounts. Mm-hmm. We have another word, power word there, and it's the noun meat, M-E-A-T, meat.Meat means the flesh of an animal when it is used for food. For example, Chris eats pork, but he doesn't like other kinds of meat. Chris eats pork, but he doesn't like other kinds of meat.
Meat 是肉类的总称，不可数。那例句说呢 ,Chris 吃猪肉，但是他不喜欢其他种类的肉。那 meat, 它是肉类总称不可数，可是每一种肉的本身也不可数哦。比如说 pork, 猪肉 ,beef, 牛肉 ,lamb, 羊肉 ,chicken, 鸡肉。只要当肉解释的时候，你不会看到它们的复数形。所以回到课文中说到呢，牛肉和羊肉比其他的肉类含有更多的肌红蛋白。我们看到比较级的出现哦 ,more than 比较多。
Yes, beef and lamb have more myoglobin than pork, chicken, duck, fish, and so on. We also see, so, raw beef and lamb look redder than other raw meat, okay? If something is raw, R-A-W, raw, it's not cooked.
Right, raw 这个字呢是生的，所以生牛肉和羊肉看起来比其他的生肉还要来得红。Redder than 又是一个比较级，形容词 redder 比较级是 redder， 记得重复字尾 d 再加 er。那到底比谁还要红呢 ？Redder than other raw meat， 也就是比其他的生肉还要红。那我们现在先进到 Magic Box 听讲师讲解形容词比较级的句型。
正义联盟最美丽的一朵花就是我，神力女超人。我之所以诞生，是因为我的父亲宙斯害怕战神再次崛起破坏世界，而我也果真遇上了战神，他比我强大太多了。幸好最后我的神力被解放，拯救了世界。中文里面呢，我们很爱说什么比什么更怎样？诶，有比较的时候呢，我们就需要形容词比较级咯。例如呢，我们刚刚说战神阿瑞斯呢，比我还强大。Ares is more powerful than me. Ares is more powerful than me. 啊，战神阿瑞斯比我还强大哦。这个句子里面呢，我们比较强大的 more powerful 就是呢，我们英文里面的形容词比较级咯。要如何使用呢？今天就来跟大家分享。首先呢，我们先来看到基本款的变化。我们呢就在形容词后面加上 er。例如呢，我们刚刚说 strong 强壮的，我们呢就在后面加上 er stronger。OK。第二种变化呢，就是呢我们在组成它的组成呢，如果是子音、短母音、子音，例如什么字呢？例如 big。B 是子音 ，G 是子音，而 I 呢在中间作为一个短母音哦 ，big。这个时候呢，我们呢一样加上 er， 但注意到最后面的一个子音呢，要记得重复咯 ，bigger，B-I-G-G-E-R，OK，bigger。Okay, bigger， 这是呢我们第二种的变化。第三种变化呢，字尾是 y 的形容词 a 是不是很常看到呢？例如形容我，你要怎么形容？ pretty 漂亮的，没有错。这时候呢，我们就要把 y 去掉，再加上 ier， 变成了 prettier。注意到了 p r e t t y， y 要改成 ier， 所以变成 p r e t t i e r， prettier 比较漂亮的。
那还有呢，我们最开始提到的，当这个字呢字节太多，音节太多了，你后面再加上一二会很难念的字，例如呢我们最前面出现的 powerful， 如果呢你再加上一二会变成 powerful， 所以呢我们就在前面加上 more， more powerful， 更强大的。你问了比较句有没有句型？哎，当然有咯，我们呢就用主词加上 be 动词加上形容词比较级。其实呢这个大家都会有，例如形容东西我们可以说 I am beautiful， 我很美丽。那我们这边呢就变成了形容词比较级， I am more beautiful。 但比较美丽是跟谁比较呢？这时候我们就要加上 than than 这个字咯，后面呢再加上你要比较的对象就可以了。例如呢刚刚说 I am beautiful， 我很美丽，本人我呢天生丽质，比你还美丽。 I am more beautiful than you， OK， 我比你更美丽。注意到 I am more beautiful， 主词加上 be 动词加上比较级形容词， than 后面再加上比较的对象， I am more beautiful than you， 我比你更美丽。OK， 注意到我们这边用的形容词比较级 more beautiful 加上 than 加上比较的对象，比较丑的人就是谁？你。好啦，开个玩笑，大家呢都很美丽好吗？身为神力女超人呢，我心地善良，当然呢更不能满足于这样子简单的文法，因为我精益求精。万一你今天想要说我有比你多的铅笔，哈哈，该怎么讲呢？刚刚那个 be 动词的用法就没有用咯，所以呢这时候就让我来解决你们的疑惑吧。你呢可以使用主词加上 have 再加上more 就是比较多的意思了。 more 名词表示 more 比较多这个东西，后面呢再加上 than 再加上你要比较的对象咯。举个例子， I have more pencils than you， 我呢有比较多铅笔，比起你来讲我有比你更多的铅笔。 I have more pencils than you，我比你呢有更多铅笔。诶，其实呢也没有那么难，对吧？好啦，赶时间，我要去拯救世界咯。
Okay, so we learn that all these meats have myoglobin, okay, and some have more than others. I should also say that myoglobin is only found in muscle, not blood, okay? And it's red because it has iron in it. Now, when myoglobin is cooked,The iron changes a bit and also changes color from red to brown. So cooked meat, especially beef and lamb, looks brown.
Oh, that's why. 其实红蛋白呢只有存在于 muscles 肌肉当中，那因为还有含有 iron 也就是铁，所以是红色的，煮过之后会变棕色，所以煮过的肉看起来是棕色的。
So there you go, the red stuff in beef and lamb is normal. As the article says,Don't worry about the red juices.
不用担心红色的肉汁。
And the article finishes by saying, Enjoy your steak.
享受你的牛排吧。Enjoy your steak. And that brings us to the end of the article. So now it's time for our review game.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, Elsie, we had 4 word power words today. Cut, parent, fancy, and meat. I've mixed up the letters to spell those words. Let's see how quickly you can find them and spell them out for us, okay?
好，同学们要跟我一起哦，看谁比较快。
Okay. Go.
So what's the first one? I choose the first one.
Yeah, cut, meat, fancy, parent.
Okay.
Oh, I stuck them on really hard.
C, U.
Okay.
T.
Lots of T's.
T. Okay,
cut.
And a fancy.
Fancy.
F, R, A.
Okay.
And. C, Y, C, C, C. Okay. Y,
indeed.
Okay, and two more. Parent.
Meat. Yo, parent.
Oh, meat. Parent.
Parent meat.
P.
Can we eat parent meat?
A. Parent. R-E.
Oh, there we go.
And T. And then meat.
That should be easy now.
Avocado.
M-E-A-T. Excellent. We have all of our words. Well done. You managed that in just over 1 minute. That's pretty good going. Only just.
All right.
I think that's okay.
What about you guys?
Yeah, can you spell those? Could you do that quicker than Elsie? Maybe you can get some of these cool cards and try it yourself. But we're out of time, okay? That means we can now go for dinner.
Okay, let's go for steak.
Oh, no steak. I'll eat salad or something. I don't know.
Right.
Thanks for watching, everyone. For A Plus English, I'm Pat.
And I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
A Plus Encyclopedia.
Eating a fancy steak dinner. Hello and welcome to the show. Today we're going to talk about steaks. The question of the day is, when we cut into the steak, some red juices might come out. Why are they red? A. Because there is blood in the juices.B. Because there is too much sugar in the steak. C. Because there is a special type of protein in the juices. Do you have the answer in mind? Now, the answer is C. Because there is a special type of protein in the juices. On your birthday,Your parents take you out for a fancy steak dinner. When you cut into the steak, red juices come out. Is that blood? It's actually water and myoglobin. Myoglobin is a type of protein. It stores oxygen in muscles. Beef and lamb have more myoglobin than other kinds of meat. So, raw beefand lamb look redder than other raw meat. Don't worry about the red juices. Enjoy your steak. Cut, 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 cut. Jason cut the cake into 8 pieces. Jason cut the cake into 8 pieces.Parent, parent. My parents always take good care of me when I am sick. My parents always take good care of me when I am sick. Fancy, fancy. The fancy hotel has a Japanese restaurant.And a swimming pool. The fancy hotel has a Japanese restaurant and a swimming pool. Meat, meat. Chris eats pork, but he doesn't like other kinds of meat. Chris eats pork, but he doesn't like other kinds of meat.